Okay, let's see how you're doing, Mr. Kate. Good, it looks like the Novocaine is working. Let's go to work then. Beautiful weather out. You like to fish? Me neither. Too many forks involved. Oh, let's take care of that. Oh, right. Something to listen to. What do you like? That's an unusual request. Podcast, eh? Really? Okay, Technorama it is.
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Music brings back so many memories.
Yeah, from like 100 shows ago.
Welcome to Technorama. Hang on for the ride. We're about to kick in the afterburners. This is show number 100 for April 13th, 2006. I am Chuck Tomasi, and with me is the man about to light the fuse. It's Craig Stepp.
Is that Mexican from lunch?
Woo! Ooh. Didn't need that visual. It's the first smell cast.
No. The Mexican that was serving me lunch, never mind. Thanks, man.
Technorama is the show all about geek fun, science, technology, science fiction, and other mathematical equations that have nothing to do with anything. That's what you'll find at Technorama, the lighter side of technology and fun and science. And
lighter.
Lighter. Okay. Lighter.
Speaking of lighter.
Fire! Coming up in tonight's show, we've got... Steve Wozniak. The Woz gets a few extra phone calls. We've got listener Weber's Twisted Movie Reviews or Ideas. And we've got a new game for you coming up and a whole lot more. Stick with us. We'll be right back after On This Day in Tech History. But you already knew that if you've listened before. If you haven't, welcome to the show. Sit back, fasten your seatbelts, hold those earbuds close, because here we go.
That's your yap. Let's go.
On this day in tech history for April 13th, 2006. This is April 13th, it's the 103rd day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are 262 days remaining in 2006. This is the date in 1828 that Noah Webster published his first edition of the American Dictionary of the English Language. Thomas Edison publicly demonstrated the kinetoscope, the first motion picture projector, 112 years ago today. And on April 13, 1956, Ampex Corporation introduced the world's first commercial videotape recorder. This is the date in 1970 that the oxygen tank aboard Apollo 13 explodes, putting the crew in deadly peril. The explosion occurred on April 14th in several time zones. Western Union, in cooperation with NASA and Hughes Aircraft, launched the USA's first commercial geosynchronous communications satellite, Westar 1, on this date in 1974. And 6 years ago today, Metallica became the first major act to file a copyright infringement suit against the online file sharing service Napster. Happy birthday goes out on this date in 1850 to Arthur Matthew Weld Downing, the British astronomer. And the American Space Administrator Ron Dittmore was born on this date in 1952. famed Russian chess player Garry Kasparov turns 43 today. And that's the way it was on this day in tech history for April 13th, 2006.
Hi, this is T. Morris, host of the Survival Guide to Writing Fantasy, co-author of Podcasting for Dummies, and co-founder of Podiobooks.com. And you're listening to Technorama, the show where Chuck Tomasi really wishes he was Evo Terra. And now, here are your hosts, Craig and Evo. Chuck.
So we've got the same license plate. Am I to blame for that?
Yeah, Eva. I mean, Chuck.
Great minds think alike. Simple minds have obvious thoughts. What are you going to do? Evil Terra. Hey, he signed my book. Both of them signed my book. I have
the real one
What? No, the real one. Not that little dinky thing.
Both.
I had it sent Evo and yeah. T. So now I have two autographed books. Two books in one.
That's about how much it'll get you on eBay, too.
Two cents.
Bucks. Oh, I was thinking.
Hallelujah. Look what just came in.
The mail just came in.
Ding, 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 ding.
First one's from Dean Jensen, a.k.a. Beaker One, if my memory serves right. He says, Chuck, I am a couple of shows behind, but I'm listening to your segment on The Simpsons and TiVo sounds. I had a similar experience listening to a podcast. I've done this too. You got to listen to this. This is great. I was listening to a tech podcast and I heard the sound for new email that Trillion makes. I turned to look at my computer and there was nothing there. Then I hear the sound for someone starting the text chat from Trillion. I look and nothing on my computer. Then the person pauses and makes a comment that someone is trying to get a hold of them and he will have to shut off Trillion for a while. Totally got me. Some random IM sounds in the next Technorama?
Hey.
It's a possibility.
You know.
Sure, if you use this sound anywhere.
Hey, you know what? I'm sorry, I can't help but laugh. And I was just watching Futurama the other day, and when I saw Dean Jensen up there, I keep thinking when they were on Mars at the university. Robot Holmes! The Dean.
Kind of made me think of The Simpsons from this past weekend when Patty and Selma kidnapped Richard Dean Anderson. Now that was good.
Dean, you're on double secret probation. Hey, wait a minute. Out in Futurama, it was you're on double decahedron.
Double dodecahedron?
Yeah, dodecahedron. Probation.
You know what a dodecahedron is, right?
Yeah, it's like 101.
It's 20-sided.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, I thought all geeks knew how many sides were on their dice. Gosh.
I know. I'll carry one with me in my bag. I carry the whole tube. I got all my dice in it, just in case, you know. Guess I got a roll for initiative somewhere out in the street.
Second email is from Myron D., a.k.a. Zahadoom. He was referring to our last on this day in tech history where we said there was a tornado outbreak of April 10th, 1979, and sent a link to many of the pictures, some great National Weather Service pictures that show this tornado that just ripped through the town. I mean, here's some photos of the damage from the tornadoes in the area that I live in, and it is nasty.
I'll tell you, where I live in, you know, Hugo came through in 89, and I was, after it was all said and done, I was helping a friend get some antennas. He was big into ham radio and stuff. And I was helping him get the antennas out of his tree. And they were just twisted in the tree like bread ties, you know. It was crazy.
It's pretty scary how powerful those winds actually are.
Yeah, and get this. We were up in the tree, you know, and I looked down behind his house. There's some woods. Mm-hmm. And you could just see the trees were laid in a circular pattern. And I was like, whoa, we were really close, you know, to, you know, there was something right there. I don't know if it was a tornado or what, some kind of funnel, because the trees were all kind of in a circle right behind his house.
Here's a tornado warning. Stay away from tornadoes!
Go!
How's that?
Yeah.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to the chat room. We've got a full roster tonight. We've got Beaker One, Bumble Root, Chad Streck, East Bay Ant, someone by the name of Human Shield that looks like it belongs on a license plate, HMNSHALD, KL Wright.
It's me, the Human Shield.
I have place, no fear, Human Shield is here.
I place innocent victims in front of me.
KL Wright, Mark Shepard, missing an elect.
Stand here and save me from that laser cannon.
Don't move.
Stingray 42, Tim Elliott, Weber, Zaha Doom, and Scott R. So Zaha Doom didn't have to be at the end.
Yeah, somebody beat him out. Or Scott.
Hi, this is Eric Larson from Ericast.com. You might remember me from such sweeper lines as, "What kind of a guy?" and "You're listening to..." Well, when I'm not busy with my own dweeb thoughts, I'm listening to Chuck Tomasi and Craig Stepp on Chuck Chat Technorama, just like you are, right now.
Meow, 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 meow.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, I have no idea.
I'm doing good. I just took off the laser chute.
I'm not reading that.
Wait till April Fool's.
Tell me, Craig, what was it like?
Shazam!
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, no to me, no to me. What was it like?
Did you ever have one, Chuck, setting registers to...
Take a listen if you're interested. Quality's excellent. Content is not too bad.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Forget you.
In the Hacks and Strange Stories category, we've got a link to a smiley face on Mars. This is the face that they got when, you know, Pioneer 1942 flew by, whatever it was.
42?
This is an actual crater that has some scrapings and crater marks inside it that make it look like a smiley face. And they show it from different perspectives and things and in different color tones and whatnot. And it's actually kind of cool looking.
Yeah, it is. It looks like one of the eyes looks like they used one of the rovers to kind of do donuts. Maybe that's where that came from.
Kind of reminds me of how I feel in the morning.
Kind of looks like how you look in the morning.
You don't, listener, you don't want to know where that comment came from.
Yeah,
just leave it to yourself while we move on to the Woz.
Now, I think the story is a little bit old.
That could be.
It just resurfaced the other day, so I thought I would say something about it. You know, Woz has this obsession with trying to get phone numbers.
Right, he collects a whole bunch of odd phone numbers.
He wanted a number. He's been wanting a number that was consecutive, like 8888888888.
Right.
You know, for an 800 number or whatever. He stuck it on his cell phone and found it was quite unusable because he kept getting these calls. It was like this. Something like that.
Okay.
But you know what it was?
What was it?
He found out that babies call that by accident. So it's just too easy to dial 8888. And he said a couple times he'd hear a woman coming up.
What are you doing with that? Put that down. You know? Give me that. What are you doing?
Anyway, so I thought that was kind of funny.
That is kind of funny. We still need a rejoiner for that media corner thing. We
got
to talk.
And you know he's got a book coming out here. I love the title though. It's called
teenage mutant. I know, but it just sounds like
I was a teenage geek.
I was hired by Apple at one time.
He made it. What are you talking about? He crafted Apple.
Couple new people in the chat room. We've got Cram and James T.
Kirk?
It just says James T. You have to assume the rest, I guess.
All right.
All right, until we get our media corner rejoiner sweeper ID done. You know what? I can probably come up with something. Wait for it. We'll go with this. I don't know.
How about me drinking?
It's the Media Corner!
Yeah.
We're working on it. Give us a break. We got a link to the Japanese, an extremely long Rube Goldberg, or as the Brits call it, a Heath Robinson machine. starts out with a marble rolling and gets into bowling balls and fire. And I mean this
that's
thing
the one
goes
we did last week.
No, this is different. Those were all for like a little contest, and they go hamakamatinichi at the end. This is different. This must have been, if it was related to last week, this is the grand prize winner.
Oh.
This goes on and on. I mean, a bowling ball does a loop-de-loop. There's a point where a soldering iron heats up and lights this fuse wick that burns. I mean, it looks like it's going to burn the building down at one point. You can see in the background there's a fire extinguisher just in case.
Wait a minute, that is the one I saw last time.
I didn't have a link to that last time.
Really? Because that's the video I saw.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's like the fire goes up and it goes across and then it makes the bowling balls go up the tower.
Yeah. Well, yeah, not up the tower, but the one on the lower level kicks the one on the next level.
Yeah, and it hits a board or something and it pushes the... That's what I'm saying.
I didn't see that one.
Okay, we'll have to get on our research team about that.
Hey, research team. We're cutting your pay.
Hey, come over here. Wait. Oh, wait. I will.
Cutting your pay.
They're gone for the day.
I have not tried this yet, so this is an untested product.
Anything smart, we're getting rid of it. Download them all, which I like. Platypus, Sapare, and The Wiz. And you look under the word geek in the dictionary, and you'll see us there.
Really?
Yes.
You did this to me!
Please hang up and try again.
Don't forget, we have one more week until the giveaway of the Extreme Mac AirPlay 2. The Extreme Mac AirPlay 2 is an FM transmitter that's tunable to any FM radio station and allows your dock-connected iPod to play music to any nearby FM radio. And I have used it. It's kind of cool. It's got three presets. It's got a pass-through dock connector, actually, so you can connect another thing to it if you want.
It's great for when you walk into Best Buy.
And?
They have all the radio stations on the same channel and just kicking on.
Oh, that would be funnier than heck.
I did that. Remember?
You tried out a stereo system?
I told you that a long time ago, that I walked in and I had my iPod with the iTrip.
Blast the whole store with Technorama?
Well, I noticed where the station was, so I set the iTrip real quick, and yeah, I started playing Technorama.
Viral marketing!
Yeah, I was just standing there like I was looking at, I don't know, the cell phone things or whatever, and I heard, you could hear Technorama playing in the background.
I love it. So, that's a great idea.
So, here's a challenge. If anybody goes to Best Buy and has their iPod with an iTrip or something like that, go ahead and do that for us.
Every time I go to the Apple Store, I subscribe to Technorama on their Macs.
There you go. Yeah, if you go to the Apple Store, hit every machine and subscribe to Technorama.
Just go to iTunes, look it up, look for Technorama or Chuck Chat or Tomasi or whatever you want to look for. It doesn't take much to find us.
Hey, and while you're at it, subscribe to the Gmail podcast and Valid Syntax as well.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, and don't forget, we've got that Frapper Smack going on.
Yeah. Frapper Smack! Whoa!
Get you and your friends to put a Frapper pin on the Frapper map because the other friends in tech are pulling way out in front and we need some serious love on that Frapper map. Frapper.com.
Yeah, are they really? You got to be kidding me.
I can always say what I want on the show. I don't have to back it up.
There won't be any hard facts. You're on double secret probation.
I triple dog dare you.
Robot house.
We've also got a link how to solder. For those of you who are more of a software geek and haven't done much soldering or may have the need to solder, you can review this quick and easy tutorial on the web and learn how to hone your soldering skills. I got to be honest. I have a soldering iron, and I absolutely suck at soldering. I either get too much solder on there or it goes off to the side. I can never really get it where I want it to go.
I can solder. Trick is getting it hot and then applying the solder, not the iron.
But every time I get it hot, I'm like trying to solder around a connector and the plastic starts melting and things start spinning where they don't want to go.
Just when you get all the different tips out.
I got a free soldering iron. It only had one tip.
Yeah, I mean, you get a little pinpoint one if you got to get something real tight, you know, in there. So.
We also have a link to 5 Magic Numbers. This is a great article because it just struck a chord with me because I have a mind for numbers. This is called five numbers that just have things to do. What's 2 minus 2? The answer is obvious, right? But not if you wore a tunic, no socks, and lived in ancient Greece. For strange as it sounds, nothing had to be invented, and then took thousands of years to catch on. You know, they didn't have a zero in the Roman Empire. You can't do zero in Roman numerals. Isn't that weird? Must be why the civilization fell. Magic number 2 is pi. It's the simplest. Pi is the ratio of the circumference of a circle to its diameter.
I'm sorry, wait a minute. Whoa.
What?
That's why the Roman Empire fell?
Sure.
It's
how'd they give you change if you gave them an exact V?
It's like, was it something like, what's your favorite color? Blue. No, green. Ah, you know. we're done. Zero. Anyway.
Magic number 3, the golden ratio. Do you know what the golden ratio is? It has nothing to do with the golden shower.
Oh, you didn't.
Divide any number in the Fibonacci sequence, 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, 21, 34, 55, by the one before it, and the answer is always close to 1.618, the golden ratio. I didn't know that. That was a pretty interesting one. You know what a Fibonacci sequence is, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Didn't sound terribly convincing.
No, I have no idea. What is that?
The Fibonacci sequence? Do you remember exponents when you were a kid?
But they outlawed that.
Going through Fibonacci.
I'm sorry, what?
Wasn't that on the adult channel?
Yeah.
When you did exponents, you had x squared plus 2x plus y squared. You know,
I got that program running at work.
All right, we're going to move on. You can learn about Fibonacci later.
I do want to.
I heard that at Fazoli's. I'll have the ravioli and the Fibonacci.
Yeah, Fibonacci. It's the red sauce. Anyway, I wanted to throw this out here. You were talking about fives a minute ago.
Yes.
Here's a cool little site. I subscribe to it, and sometimes they throw stuff out there. It's called fives.com. That's the number 5, IVES.com. And they always post something that's 5 of something. So, like, here we go. 5 terrible fake Morrissey songs. Or, there you go. 5 amazing Beatle bridges. Beatles bridges. 1, you won't see me. 2, here, there, and everywhere. 3, I feel fine. 4, help. And 5, we can work it out.
That's not just a bridge. That's a philosophy.
I just talked about my entire life right there.
I recommend it for marriage.
Anyway.
All right. We can go on with the other numbers, but we'll leave the link to you. There's also a second number, or second link to another 5 numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine that. BBC Radio 4. More 5 numbers following from the original series, exploring numbers from 0 to infinity. Simon Singh uncovers the mathematical, social, and scientific history and significance of another 5 numbers, or 5 exploratory episodes. We've got the number 4. Yes, that's very magical. Number 7, the largest prime. Think of a number, any number. Chances are you haven't plumped for 2 to the 13,466,917 minus 1.
Hey, now, who's not sounding convincing now?
Chances are. Have you ever heard of the
number? What are we doing?
Kepler's conjecture. Yeah, we'll move right on. Hey, we've got a clip from our good buddy who's also in the chat room, Weber. He came up with some interesting movie trailers, or movie, not trailers, but movie titles. You got to hear this.
Okay.
Hey, Chuck and Craig, this is Weber. And I've been thinking, in recent years there have been several movie remakes. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory comes to mind immediately. So I wondered if, instead of simply remaking these movies, what if they were refashioned as Star Trek stories? So, Abbott and Costello meets Frankenstein becomes Cheech and Chong meet the Borg. Quo Vadis, meaning where are you going, becomes Quark Vadis, loosely translated as you're going somewhere, Quark? Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure becomes Sulu and Chekhov's Excellent Adventure. The Road to Utopia with Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, and Dorothy Moore becomes The Road to Utopia Planitia with Brent Spiner, LeVar Burton, and Susan Gibney, as Dr. Leah Brahms. Moby Dick becomes the Wrath of Khan. No, wait, that's a bad idea. Forget that one. Westworld becomes Kirkworld, with William Shatner filling the Yul Brynner role. A Fistful of Dollars becomes A Fistful of Idiots. The Picture of Dorian Gray becomes The Picture of Shatner's Toupee. Easy Rider becomes Easy Riker, and has a catchy theme song, which I won't sing, but which I will read. Get your starship running, head out on the Milky Way, looking for adventure, Betazoids along the way. Imzadi gonna make it happen, take the world in a love embrace, fire all of your guns at once and explode into space. I like going warp 9, antimatter thunder, racing solar winds, and the feeling that I'm under. Imzadi gonna make it happen, and so forth. Another one that I thought might be interesting would be Ferris Bueller's Day Off becomes Lieutenant Savick's Day Off. You just sort of have to imagine Ben Stein in a Starfleet Admiral's uniform in front of a class of sleeping cadets saying, "Who knows how to defeat the Kobayashi Maru scenario? Anyone? Anyone?" And last but not least, the aforementioned Charlie and the Chocolate Factory would become the ever-popular Scotty and the Dilithium Factory. And there you have it. I suppose the same thing could be done with Star Wars. Cheech and Chong meet Darth Vader.
Time for more stuff you don't see on Star Trek. Some of the crew visit the holodeck, and it works properly.
Never happened. Never happened.
I wonder if you could go to the holodeck, conjure up a bathroom, use it, and everything will be fine.
I don't even want to think about what happens there.
That's when the Oompa Loompas come in and clean up for you real quick before you know it.
Oompa Loompa. No, a small orange man in a bathroom on a holodeck just doesn't... I'm having a hard time with that one.
Robot house!
What the chuck?
What's right, up with that?
What the chuck for tonight? An 82-year-old woman gets ticketed for going too slow. And it seems that the traffic lights... This does have a technology tie because traffic lights are timed... The traffic lights, I believe this was in Los Angeles. Let me bring up the article and read a little bit. I read it once. This is according to Yahoo News. She was crossing the street. Yes, in Los Angeles, an 82-year-old woman received a $114 ticket for taking too long to cross a street. Mavis Cole said she began shuffling with her cane across Foothill Boulevard in the San Fernando Valley when the light was green, but unable to make it to the other side before turned red. Cop came along and gave her a $114 ticket for obstructing traffic.
Idiot.
Later it goes on and says, she says, "I think this is completely outrageous."
Then they threw her in jail.
They said, where was it? Others, however, supported Coyle's contention that the light in question doesn't give people enough time to cross the busy five-lane boulevard. "I can go halfway, then the light changes," said Edith Krauth, 78, who uses an electric cart because she has difficult walking. On Friday, the light changed too quickly, even for high school students, to make it across without running. Okay, that's a little extreme. So that gives my what the chuck for... Stupid technology just needs a little tweaking.
I'm glad they solved all the other crime problems to take care of this kind of stuff.
Arrest old ladies for obstructing traffic. How would you feel if you were at that intersection as a motorist? Come on, Granny, get moving! Yeah. My hoveround needs a better.
We are talking about L.A. I've been there; it ain't pretty. We got some friends out there. Maybe we should.
I'm reserving judgment. Get them.
We should send our friends out there to kind of do a sound sing tour and see if they can get busted too.
That might work.
Yeah. Hey, Douglas.
Douglas.
Mr. Welch.
We want you to head down to, what was it?
Los Angeles.
What corner was it? Foothill Boulevard. I want an on-the-spot report. How long does this light actually take?
Yep.
Make it so, number one.
Engage.
Come on.
Gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe, here in this great hall of justice, are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled.
I like that. As a new network of podcasters, FIT, the Friends in Tech. Sounds like they got something cool going on there.
I just know Adam Curry's going to make me come in and do a podcast on Saturday.
You're still a wuss.
It's time to play Try a Geek. That makes it sound like we're hard up for girls.
Hey, yeah, not Try a Geek, more like Try a Geek.
That's T-R-I, by the way, not T-R-Y.
Like Harry Potter in the Tri-Wizard thing.
Right. What is this you're talking about? It's a new game we thought up. Okay, I thought it up today.
Yeah, something to do with
We're
going to
say three words. If you've ever played the board game Tri-Bond, it's kind of loosely based on that. We're going to say three words, usually geek-related, that have something in common. Your mission, should you choose to accept, is to send an email to game@chuckchat.com if you think you know the answer. However, there's only one guess per person. We will be awarding points to correct answers.
And counting.
And counting. 1 point for an easy one. We'll start out with an easy one just so you get the idea. 2 points for medium and 3 points for hard. And we'll keep score of the answers in the wiki. So you email me your answer. Now, don't shout this out if you're listening to the live stream in the chat room, because then everybody gets a free point. So
yeah,
keep your traps shut for a moment, or keep your fingers off the keyboard.
That means you, East Bay Ant.
And Mark.
Yeah, him too.
And who joined us? Someone joined us. Or is he gone? Someone joined us just a minute ago. I lost track of where it was. Norb joined us. Welcome, Norb. Pay attention
to the podcast.
Four screens and I'm going nuts. All right, for the first one, I don't have my little stinger ready yet. Let's take another leaping. Yeah, I could get used to that. Try a Geek number one. Here you go. Com, edu, and gov. You email me game@chuckchat.com what you think those three things have in common. Com, EDU, and Gov. Told you we're going to start out easy for one whole point.
And it's not the sounds that Chuck makes first thing in the morning.
Oof.
Com.
Chuckchat.oof.
Geek Thoughts.
Microsoft. You got questions? We've got dancing paperclips.
One last thing in the geek library before we head out.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got?
Yes, this is pretty cool. If you got a telescope, especially one that moves, which I think is kind of cool, that can track items. Anyway, this one guy took one of his little ball webcams and took it apart. He cracked open it was like one of his Logitech quick cams. That's what I'm thinking of. And he cracked the case on it and took the circuit board with the camera with the CCD on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it twice. And the second time, of course, he improved upon it, but made it to where it would fit on the eyepiece of the telescope. So for less than $100, you end up with a cam that can take pictures off of the telescope.
That sounds cool. What was the resolution?
I think, what is it like?
2 megapixels?
Yeah, no.
5?
No. Those things, they're not, no.
Oh,
they're
talking about those little ones that you and Kevin hacked.
The little, yes, those little the disposable round ones. Webcams.
Yeah,
they're kind of, they're round, small. I got one sitting up here, but that guy had a little newer one. Anyway, he cracked it's like the eyeball cam. You've seen a million of them. They sit on the little plastic triangle.
Yeah, the little Logitech thingy.
Yeah, and he took one of the eyepieces. I guess maybe it wasn't an eyepiece, but a little barrel connector
mm-hmm.
that you slide down in there, and he attached that to the camera housing itself, And so he can just stick it on there and it's attached and he can take pictures. And he improved upon it. And just go look the article. And he gives you more details. Actually, I think he gives you more details, but he said he was dumbing down the details some so you could actually improve upon it yourself and kind of, you know, make up some more, you know, make it a little bit better. But he ended up putting in another housing with a fan to keep it cool. If you keep it cool, the resolution goes up some, or the clarity, I should say.
Well, that shouldn't be hard around here because most of the best observing is in the winter.
Well, he was saying, you know, but I'm talking like in the summer, you know, when, you know, the fan would blow on it, it went down to like 10 degrees, which is way lower than its operating temperature. And it would take, you could see the craters on the moon. It had a little noise in it, but once he got it cooled down, the pictures looked even better.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hey, we've already got four people. They must all be in the chat room who answered this question.
we won't answer it until next time.
No, well, I don't think I'm giving the answers, honestly, because we don't know if people are listening to it next week or next year or We're going to post the scores, so you can't go look at the answer. Obviously, this one's not too difficult. And should I pick up three things that have a double meaning, I'll give credit to both. No, so, you know, if I said something like
innuendos, I hear you.
You know, if I said Batman, Robin, and Joker, and you go, those are the names of my kids, and you can prove it.
You named your kid Joker? Robot House! Sorry.
All right, take us out.
All right. Here's how you can contact us, and it's your turn to talk back to us. Call the listener line at 206-222-CHAT. That's 2428. You can email Chuck at chuck@chuckj.com. Send your audio comments. That's Russian there. Speaking Russian. Audio comments to chuckchat@gmail.com. You can email me at kreg@chuckchat.com. And the other constant in the universe, not that one. Not that one either. We're talking about chuckchat.com for our links to our forums, swag, webcam, mailing lists, and all that good stuff. And this show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. To find out more, go to friendsintech.com.
If you're listening to this show by clicking on the link on the website, consider subscribing to get the show automatically delivered to you for free, free, free. Subscription doesn't mean it costs anything. It's free. That's the cool part. Drop either one of us an email if you would like more information about that. And don't forget, play a joke on someone and tell them about Technorama. Until next time, thanks for listening. Thanks for stopping by. If you're out there on the chat room, let's see, Trebron, which is Norbert backwards. You said hi. And Decker D joined us. Binary high five.
101.
Robot!